The Story of Our Health Message, Chapter 36. Through rivers of difficulty, it was the Lord's purpose that the Loma Linda Sanitarium should become the property of our people, and He brought it about at a time when the rivers of difficulty were full and overflowing their banks. Many years have passed since the call came to cross these rivers of difficulty, and it is now possible to see a remarkable fulfillment of the assurance given at the same time, when He, the Lord, designates that a certain property should be secured for the advancement of His cause and the building up of His work. He will make the doing of that work possible, if those who have experience will show their faith and trust in His purposes, and will move forward promptly to secure the advantages He points out. IBID. A successful enterprise. The $40,000 necessary to secure the initial property in 1905 truly seemed to the few church members in Southern California a formidable financial river of difficulty. Today, the constituency of the entire Seventh-day Adventist Church stands back of the enterprise. Under the blessing of God, Loma Linda University is a strong, thriving institution giving vigorous support to the great medical missionary program of the church. The self-sacrifice of thousands of enthusiastic believers that underlies this magnificent showing has been accompanied by God's help in many financial perplexities and crises. At the beginning, overflowing rivers of difficulty threatened to make impossible the securing of such a rating for the prospective medical college as would enable its graduates to obtain legal recognition for the practice of medicine. But the work begun in faith was continued in faith. We have seen the hesitant recognition by the responsible boards, at first symbolized by the C rating, increased to B, and finally up to the highest standard, grade A. Today, of course, such institutions are designated as either accredited or not accredited. A period of some anxiety followed an announcement in 1934 that there was to be a resurvey of every medical school in the United States, looking to a large reduction in their number. But while colleges better known and more wealthy were either placed on probation or advised to close their doors, the College of Medical Evangelists was allowed to continue its work and was again awarded its accreditation as an A-grade school. The religious feature of the work, which some feared might be a handicap, counted in making a very favorable impression upon the members of the Survey Commission. Have the rivers of difficulty been crossed that led some in the early days to assert that it would be impossible to secure physicians, nurses, and other classes of helpers with qualifications to maintain another sanitarium, not to mention a fully staffed medical college? In the active service of Loma Linda University today are nearly 2,000 workers, including more than 350 doctors serving as full or part-time instructors on the various university faculties. A number of these teachers, of course, are graduates of the university's own schools. Specialized instruction at the university is further strengthened by the 800 physicians, dentists, and other professional persons who give of their time and talents in teaching without remuneration. Started with 10 students. 10 students enrolled in the College of Medical Evangelists as members of the first class to take the 5-year medical course. Their loyalty and faith in standing by the school during those years of development before the acquisition of hospital or dispensary facilities would make recognition possible enabled the crossing of another of the rivers of difficulty. When in 1912 a general call was made for an offering of $25,000, only $8,000 was raised to furnish needed equipment for the third year of the course. At this time, with such a dubious prospective future for the school, the medical students at Loma Linda were notified by a dean of a leading university that a decision from the Executive Council of the Association of American Medical Colleges made it possible for his university to admit the medical students from the Loma Linda College to junior standing without examination if they had been in attendance 2 or more years. Yet the loyal students did not leave. It was difficult during that period of uncertainty to fill the school to capacity. How different today, when there are more applicants for admission to the university's professional schools than it is possible to accept, although most qualified Adventist applicants are able to enter the school of their choice. And what of the apprehension of one, expressed at that crucial board meeting in 1915, that those who were graduated as professional doctors might follow professional lines and fail to make the gospel teaching first in their work? Let the urgent calls that come from the leaders in every mission field, for more and more Loma Linda graduates, and the enthusiastic reports they render of the results of their labors, answer the question. A school of dentistry. As the medical work of the Seventh-day Adventist Church has grown, the need for missionary dentists has proportionately increased. For many years, such dentists had to obtain their education in schools of dentistry not owned and operated by the denomination. This involved disadvantages, especially for the student, inasmuch as such schools neither give the desired religious instruction nor make allowance for the convictions of those who hold sacred the seventh-day Sabbath. Hence the need for a Seventh-day Adventist school of dentistry became more and more evident. After special study had been given to the matter, the Autumn Council held in Cleveland, Ohio, October 19th to 29th, 1951, voted for the launching of a Seventh-day Adventist school of dentistry, to begin operating if possible by September of 1953, that the School of Dentistry be a part of and under the general administration of the College of Medical Evangelists, and that the School of Dentistry be located at Loma Linda for the entire four-year program. Thus another milestone was reached in the story of our health message. The organization of the School of Dentistry was undertaken at once, and students were accepted to enter in the autumn of 1953 to begin the four-year course leading to the degree of Doctor of Dental Surgery. The school opened on time and with an enrollment of 42 students. The crisis of 1953. Early in 1953, a crisis developed in our medical education program. The American Medical Association's Committee on Medical Education and Hospitals advised again that the College of Medical Evangelists should consolidate its medical education work on one campus. Though this was not a new suggestion, it did present a problem. The American Medical Association kindly sent from Chicago two of its leading educators to study the matter with the College Board of Trustees and the officers of the General Conference. Their attitude showed a rather clear understanding of our denominational viewpoint on the matter. They remained firm, however, in their belief that we should unite the school on one campus. No immediate action was taken, because it was felt that the question should be given very careful study. Leading officers of the General Conference and the College of Medical Evangelists desired to know the mind of God in this matter before making any move. From the office of the LNG, White Publications was gathered all available counsel given regarding the location of the medical school and its objectives in the training of doctors for medical missionary work, together with the accompanying historical setting. After exhaustive study of the spirit of prophecy counsels and consideration of the economic and educational factors bearing on any move toward consolidation, the College of Medical Evangelists Board of Trustees voted with near unanimity to continue the School of Medicine teaching program on two campuses. They saw consolidation in Los Angeles as not fully in the spirit of the original ideal for the work of Loma Linda, and impractical for several reasons involving teaching faculty and facilities. On the other hand, they recognized that the Loma Linda area lacked the large population and hospital facilities considered essential for effective clinical teaching. The two-campus operation had the approval of Mrs. White, afforded fine clinical teaching opportunities, and spared the huge capital expenditure necessary to duplicate the buildings and equipment of either campus on a new site. The Autumn Council of 1953 accepted this recommendation, and arrangements were made for the continued operation of accredited medical education on two campuses. Revised Plan of College Administration. The expanding program of medical missionary work conducted by the Seventh-day Adventist Church had attained to such proportions that some important changes in the plan of organization of the College of Medical Evangelists became necessary in order that this great health education center might better serve the denomination in carrying to all the world the truth for this time. After plans for the achievement of this end were given much careful study, the following resolutions were adopted by the Autumn Council held in Tacoma Park, Washington, D.C., in 1954. In view of the growth of the several schools now offering work in connection with the College of Medical Evangelists, and in order to give each school equal opportunity in administrative functions, and for the purpose of drawing the College of Medical Evangelists more closely in line with policies governing the family of Seventh-day Adventist colleges, we recommend 1. That the educational potential of the College of Medical Evangelists be more fully utilized in the direction of a wider graduate program to include areas in which our present facilities and our present faculty are prepared to serve the denomination more nearly to capacity. It being understood that all plans for offering graduate work shall be approved by the Autumn Council as our graduate programs in our other denominational colleges. And 2. That we revise the plan of administration in the direction of economy and uniformity, placing the administration on essentially the same basis as the personnel and scale of remuneration for administrative officers as that which prevails in the administration of our other senior colleges. 3. That, in order to implement this plan, the board follow the policy of appointing educators of broad experience in our work as presidents of the College of Medical Evangelists. College objectives restated. At the same 1954 council, emphasis was given to the objectives held by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in its original establishment of the College of Medical Evangelists. A resolution was adopted which resulted in publication of this philosophy of education in the bulletin of each of the schools. Today it appears in the Loma Linda University bulletins as a testimony to the institution's educational aims. It reads, "The university endeavors to create and provide for students an environment conducive to the infusion of sound moral, ethical, and religious principles in harmony with Christian teachings. The motivation of persistent and continuing intellectual curiosity and diligent preparation for professional competence and purposeful living in the service of God and humanity." Churches founded and supported the first colleges in the United States and have always championed the development of the educational resources of the nation. The university takes pride in being a church-related institution, holding that a sound Christian faith invigorates the intellect of the enlightened person who is dedicated to making full and fitting use of his endowments. The university attempts to supply an atmosphere favorable to the maturation of Christian character and the fruition of a sense of responsibility for the intellectual, physical, and spiritual welfare of fellow men. In the fulfillment of its mission, the university deliberately addresses itself to the preparation of competent men and women who will readily identify themselves with a redemptive approach to the world's needs. Growth to university stature. Following the administrative reorganization authorized by the Fall Council in 1954, educational emphasis at the College of Medical Evangelists grew to include widened academic offerings in addition to the professional programs in medicine, dentistry, medical technology, nursing, nutrition and dietetics, physical therapy, and radiologic technology. A program of graduate study leading to the Master of Science degree had been inaugurated in 1953, and the following year authorization was given for the development and formal organization of the graduate school. As its base of general education became broader, the college sought and received approval for changing its name to indicate the direction of its growth toward enrichment of its baccalaureate programs and the development of liberal arts majors in the graduate school. At the beginning of its 57th year, July 1961, the college was renamed Loma Linda University. In the same year began a cooperative instructional relationship between the university and La Sierra College, Seventh-day Adventist Liberal Arts College at La Sierra, California. New health science curriculums were introduced in the late 1950s and early 1960s, expanding the health careers available to Seventh-day Adventist young people to include dental hygiene, occupational therapy, medical records, administration, and graduate programs. Consolidation at Loma Linda. The 1953 decision by college trustees and the Fall Council to continue operation of the School of Medicine on two campuses was not to be final. The most desirable solution at the time, it nevertheless left unsolved difficult problems of teaching staff and physical facilities, as the administration found it necessary to divide its limited resources between two campuses which duplicated each other in many ways. Study of the consolidation question continued at every level, and two important developments led to a new decision in 1962. Reaching maturity and acceptance among medical educators was a trend toward accenting selection and quality rather than quantity of clinical patients seen by medical students. This modified the once imperative demand for clinical instruction in metropolitan Los Angeles. At the same time, the inland Southern California area surrounding Loma Linda was experiencing phenomenal growth, leading university officials to believe that the population was sufficient to support a strong clinical teaching program on the Loma Linda campus. Prayerfully, the university trustees and the 1962 Fall Council weighed the educational advantages to be gained from integration of science and clinical teaching through all 4 years of instruction on one campus against the enormous capital expenditure that would be required for consolidation at either Los Angeles or Loma Linda. Their decision was inevitable and final. The matter of cost could not be allowed to deter the educational strengthening of the School of Medicine. The school would develop an integrated, four-year teaching program and a new medical center at Loma Linda. Decision leads to action. The official decision, reached on the basis of serving progress in medical education as well as for reasons of religious preference, was hailed warmly by Seventh-day Adventists around the world. They saw in the new course of action fulfillment of inspired predictions that Loma Linda would become the educational center from which health practitioners would emanate to all the world, carrying the gospel. Architects and consultants were quickly engaged to carry on extensive studies of needs in the proposed Loma Linda University Medical Center. Working swiftly but thoroughly with church and university officials, they completed detailed plans for the hospital with its adjunct teaching and research facilities in time for groundbreaking in June 1964. With the exercise of every economy that could be effective without sacrificing the quality of its future programs of education and patient care, the medical center nevertheless proved to be the largest single construction project ever undertaken by the church. With completion of the medical center set for the spring of 1967, the university began the gradual changeover in school of medicine operation that would result in eventual consolidation at Loma Linda. In January 1964, the university-owned White Memorial Hospital and Clinic in Los Angeles was turned over to new owners, the Southern California Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Affiliation agreements with the White Memorial Medical Center, as it was renamed, and Los Angeles County General Hospital enable clinical teaching programs to continue while the medical center is under construction. Long-range affiliations in the Loma Linda area were being developed even before ground was broken for the new medical center. Support for the Loma Linda campus development by alumni, church members, and the thousands of friends of Seventh-day Adventist medical work was prompt and enthusiastic. Voluntary financial support rose sharply, and by the time of the building's completion will have reduced by millions of dollars the church's anticipated expenditure in the project. Such is the satisfaction discovered in making a courageous decision to advance the Lord's work despite apparent financial obstacles to the ends of the earth. Since the first graduates emerged from the College of Medical Evangelists years ago, consecrated men and women from among them have been called in steadily increasing numbers to serve in the worldwide missionary organization of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. These God-fearing medical missionaries are rendering loyal ministry at posts of duty scattered throughout every continent and on many islands of the seas, bringing health and hope to suffering, sin-sick humanity as provided in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Graduates in private practice. Of the graduates who are engaged in private practice, many are just as truly entitled to be called medical evangelists as are their fellow physicians abroad. During their training, they participated in unselfish ministry to the needy and in public evangelism in churches or halls, and that spirit lives on in their hearts. By active service and liberal financial assistance, they strengthen the churches. Years ago, there was set before the founders of the medical school at Loma Linda the purpose for which it was established. It was pointed out that many workers were to be trained there, qualified with the ability of physicians, whose ambition should be to labor not so much in professional lines as physicians, but as medical missionary evangelists. The need for hundreds of workers who have received a practical and thorough education in medical lines was pointed out. They were to come out of the school without having sacrificed the principles of health reform or their love for God and righteousness. It would be too much to expect that every student or graduate would reach this ideal. But it is gratifying to know that thousands of those who have passed through the halls of Loma Linda University are endeavoring to hold to the high standards set before them.